What happened as human beings turned from the hunting of animals to the planting of seeds? What happened to the mythic imagination?
Well, I try to think of it this way. An animal, as I think I've said before, is sort of a total entity. And when you kill that animal is dead. But when you cut down a plant, new sprouts come out. Pruning is helpful to a plant. Also in forests, where a good deal of the origination of myth is to be recognized, out of rot comes life. Even in these forests here of the beautiful redwoods, I was in a wonderful forest right near Mendocino, and there are some great, great stumps from enormous trees that were cut down some decades and decades ago. And out of them are coming these bright new little children who are part of the same plant. So there's a sense of death as not death somehow, that death is required for new, fresh life and so on. And the individual isn't quite an individual. He is a member of a plant. Jesus uses the term, where he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Right. That vineyard idea is a totally different one from the separate entity of the animal.
And this makes a difference on the stories you tell about...
Oh, the whole feeling about what life is.
What stories did this experience of the planter give rise to? Your favorite stories in plant mythology?
Well, the cutting up and burial and then growing of the plant world, the world of the plant that you eat, being already a cut-up dead body, is the dominant motif, I would say, in most of the tales. It occurs all over the place, particularly in the Pacific cultures and in the Americas.
Tell me that story of the origin of maize as Longfellow barred it from the Chippewas, didn't he, or the Algonquins?